Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our special online shiur commemorating the Shloshim this week of the victims of the Pittsburgh massacre that took place 4 weeks ago on Shabbos. The Shloshim, the observance of Shloshim, is actually taking place over the period of several days since the Kavura, since the burial. Some of the Levayas were on Tuesday, and some of them extended until Thursday. So today we're commemorating the memory of these 11 Jews, Achinu B'nai Yisrael. There were a lot of statements and a lot of people who spoke immediately after the tragic event. And as a kolol, we kept silent. Bevechinas, in the aspect of Vayidom Aaron, we didn't add to the conversation. We stayed quiet and we listened to the many voices and leadership around us. And now, as we observe the Shloshim, it's appropriate for us to take a few minutes to focus in a Torah way on this loss and a message for ourselves. So we're learning Le'iloi Nishmas, 11 Jews. I'll read off their names. They should be for a blessing. Yehuda ben Yecheskel, Yidis Bolcha bas Abba Menachem, David ben Eliezer, Chaim ben Eliezer, Yitzchak Chaim ben Menachem, Daniel Avram ben Baruch, Rezel bas Avram, Yosef ben Chaim, Bella Rachel bas Moshe, Zalman Shachna ben Menachem Mendel, and Moshe Godel ben Yosef Hashem Yikom Damo. And we're thinking of them and still struggling to grasp and to wrap our head around the terrible tragedy and what happened to them. We know that even though some of these victims were elderly, one woman in particular, exceedingly elderly, it doesn't change the fact that this was not just sad, but a profound tragedy. Some of the Mefarshim on Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Chayi Sarah, when Avraham comes to mourn Sarah, Rashi has a tradition in the second Pasuk that she died due to the sudden tragic news that she thought that Yitzchak had been killed in the Akedah. So many Mefarshim deal with why it was that she passed away. Perhaps this was the elevation of her soul. Yitzchak actually didn't die in the Akedah. In a certain respect, he was elevated. But the point is, some super commentaries on Rashi, they say that the reason why Avraham came and paused, lispod l'sarov l'vkosa, to cry over a woman who was 127 years old, was because the way that she died was tragic. And so it doesn't matter what age a person was who died in this terrible tragedy. It's not just the sad ending of anyone's life, but of course, even someone as senior as Sara Imenu, or a woman who is in her advanced age, in this particular way of this terrible tragedy, it's not just sad, it is indeed tragic. And the way that we think about the victims of this tragedy is also unique to this circumstance, not just because it's the most violent and deadly terror attack on Jewish people in the history of the United States, but the fact that it took place in the Beis HaKnesses, in a synagogue, in a place where people came to connect to God, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring God into their lives, who got out of their homes and made that part of their lives. So it adds to the tragedy of not just any Jew who is being killed because they're a Jew al Kiddush Hashem, but a Jew who is coming to a Beis HaKnesses. And the fact that the violence took place in a synagogue, it reminds us of the Pasuk in Tehillim that describes how Timu es Heichal Kodshecha, that the marauders, they invaded the sacred space, the Beis HaMikdash, and in this case, the Mikdash Ma'at of the Beis HaKnesses. Well, the concluding section of that verse of Nasnu es Nivlas Avodecha Macha La'ov HaShemayim, the marauders, they made the carcasses, so to speak, the corpses of your servants, God forbid, like food for fowl of the heavens, and Besar Chasidecha L'chai So'aretz, that the flesh of your pious ones are food for the animals of the earth. So the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin that Avodecha, your servants, God's servants, those are Hanech Demiktali Kaharuge Malchus. Those are people who are killed by, in that case, it was talking about an anti-Jewish government. In this case, it's an anti-Semitic attack. And it doesn't matter, the Gemara says black on white, it doesn't matter what kind of life they lived. What is important to us is that these people are called Avdei Hashem, they are called Kedoshim, because they died Al Kiddush Hashem. So not only is this tragic in terms of the loss of life, it's also tragic in the violation of the Beis HaKnesses, that it's Timu Eseichal Kachecha, but because of the circumstance, it gives us a heightened awareness and appreciation for these holy Jews who are Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in their death. So when these things happen, one of the potential responses or one of the potential reactions is to ask questions. And that's legitimate and that happens. And one of the questions that people ask is why? And on one level, we can speculate in this worldly context to figure out, well, what could we have done b'derech hateva and the normal ways to prevent this kind of tragedy? Is there something that's happening in society that is fomenting this kind of hatred? On a deeper level, in a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we think about why. So we can speculate, but to know for sure why a person passes away at a certain time or where a certain national tragedy is leading us or why something is happening, you know, you have to be a Navi. So it's a careful thing to try to figure out why something specific happened, although the Rambam points out, based on the Gemara says, Yifash Vesh B'masav, when a tragedy happens, a person should introspect in their actions. Notice, some Bali Moser point out, it does not mean that if something happens to somebody else, I should be Yifash Vesh, I should check out what actions led to them being subject to this difficult circumstance. No, Yifash Vesh B'masav, I should look and think about what can I do better in my life, in our own lives. And so this is something that we can think about, and we're going to hone in on one particular point. But just before we do that, that relates to the other question that we can ask. Rav Soloveitchik in the Koldo Di Dofek points out that in the context of his discussion of the Holocaust, that the question why is a difficult question, because unless you're a prophet, you don't know the answer, and it could lead to a spiral in which a person feels very unsatisfied. Why? Hard to know why. Rather, he suggests that a person, instead of talking about the why question of fate, the person asks the what question of destiny. What am I supposed to do with this situation? What does the halacha expect of me? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do in response? And that's what we're going to focus on for a few minutes today. When we think about Yifash Vesh B'masav, what can we do differently in our own lives? Of course, each one of us can identify what are the things that are unique to each of us that we need to work on. But perhaps more generally, the Yifash Vesh B'masav, the what question, what can we do in this context, relates to a very specific message. There was a rabbi who was traveling, unfortunately not for a simcha, the day after the shooting on Shabbos morning in Pittsburgh. On Sunday, he was in the airport and he was traveling. And he remarked afterwards that several people said to him, because he was clearly an observant Jew wearing his yarmulke, multiple people said to him, "I'm sorry for what happened to your family." And this rabbi, who does not live in Pittsburgh, and is not related in any way to these Jews who were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, he thought to himself, what an incredible message that is for us. That these random strangers in the airport assume that a Jew is killed in Pittsburgh, so then of course they're going to be related to us, let's say in Chicago, because we're all one family. So perhaps that is a Yifash Vesh B'masav takeaway of Avas Yisrael. What an opportunity to reflect on for a few moments on this important, crucial aspect of our lives, and that is Avas Yisrael, how much we need to love other Jews, irrespective of what kinds of lives they lead. All Jews, we're like a family. Now, families have issues. Different kinds of issues. Families have complicated issues. You just open Sefer Bereishis and you learn about some of the complicated family issues. But at our core, as families, we love each other. And it doesn't matter what paths different members of our families take. As a family, we are committed to loving each other. And that's how we need to see each other in the context of the Jewish people. And that's the Avas Yisrael that we're striving for. The Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the 32nd chapter of the Tanya, he focuses on this concept, on this nekuda, of the interconnectedness of our souls as Jewish people. We are, in a sense, he says, neshama achas, one soul, begufim mechulakim, in different components, in different little pieces. We're spread out among different physical bodies, but we're all part of one neshama that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one neshama achas. So how could we not view each other as family? We literally come from the same neshama. That's who we are in our essence. There is a Talmud Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has an expression that some of us are familiar with, that we are considered like limbs, multiple different limbs of one body, of one organism. So the Yerushalmi, in the context of the Isser against taking revenge, notes that nobody in their right mind, imagine if you were cutting the challah on Friday night, you picked up the knife in your right hand. I don't know if on the screen it's your right or your left. You pick up the knife in your right hand and you're cutting the challah, you're holding it with your left hand, and you accidentally cut your left hand. So would you ever imagine that your left hand would slap your right hand? You're one person. Of course the left hand isn't going to slap the right hand. So the Yerushalmi is teaching us that other Jews, they are an extension of ourselves because we're all one entity. We're all one person. We're all one being. So how much we need to appreciate and love other Jews. We may have a lot of differences with them, fundamental, core differences, but that is a calling, especially in this time. And why do I think of that right now, the midst of Abbas Yisrael in the wake of this tragedy? Because I have here a letter, an incredibly powerful letter from another tragedy, Lo Aleinu. 4 years ago, there was a massacre in a different shul, in a different place, and that was in Har Nof, in Yerushalayim, Er HaKodesh, in Israel. And there were several families, four families signed on this letter, whose fathers, husbands, grandfathers were killed in the middle of davening Shachris, wearing talis and tefillin, murdered by an Arab terrorist. And what was the response? The letter that I'm holding is from the Almanas. Their names are Chaya Levin, Brina Goldberg. It says Yakova Kapinski and Basi Tursky. What are they calling for in this letter? The pnia, the call from the almanos that are broken and the orphaned families. They say, from broken hearts, we are crying for the loss of the heads of our families. We are turning to our brothers, Kol Beis Yisrael, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, in every place. Let us get together and to invoke the Rachamei Shemayim that we should have, that people should accept upon themselves in Kabbalah Shabbos, and that time it was approaching Parshas Toldos, which is just recently, Yom Shel Avas Chinam, one day of Avas Chinam. And in that respect, they write here, these almanos, that will be an Eloi Neshama Godol Nishmoseim Shel Avas Mishpachtenu. We want to call out to all Jews and tell you, you know what's going to mean so much to us, what's going to give us consolation, say these broken families, is the idea that we're going to respond with Avas Yisrael, with Avas Chinam, with loving other Jews, with opening our hearts to other Jews. And perhaps we can argue that that is exactly what is called for right now. We'll conclude with one fascinating insight that Rav Kook opens for us. I have a little book here. It's called Nitzotzos, which collects different pidgamim, different sayings from Rav Kook from different places in his Sfarim. And they quote here, there's a little passage, a little poem from Orot, where Rav Kook says something really astonishing. And he teaches that a person, Ein Adam Mukhshar L'Shum Tchuna Nafshis, no one is as predisposed to any mida, to any character trait, as much Kafishu Mukhshar Le'ehov Ulaha'amin. Fascinating. Says Rav Kook, you know what's at the deepest part of ourselves? The deepest depths of ourselves is the capacity to love and to believe. Where does that come from? What does Rav Kook mean? That in the deepest part of our neshama, we have a predisposition for love and for emunah. So perhaps it goes deep, way back to the Av of all of our Avos to Avram Avinu. We know that Avram Avinu is the Yesod, is the foundation of Emunah. He's the one who discovered, so to speak, he discovered the Ribono Shel Olam, and began teaching, he began spreading the word that there is one God. Ein Od Lovado. So Avram Avinu is the Adon of Emunah. But Avram Avinu is also, we call him Zera Avraham Ohavi. He is the man who epitomized and personifies the love for other people. That is the shoresh of what it means to be Am Yisrael. It means to be Zera Avram. That means that we have an innate sense of emuna, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu deep down in our kishkas, in our soul, in our heart. And that comes hand in hand with a sense of love. And who did Avram Avinu love? He loved all people. He defined his sense of self, including not just his wife and his children and his nephew Lot and all of their neighbors, the Nefesh Asher Asu B'charon, even the people of Sodom. Perhaps that's why Rav Kook is saying that we are predisposed deep down because we have the spiritual DNA of Avram Avinu. Zera Avram Ohavi. That's who we are. So at times like this, we need to reach down and reconnect with that Mida, with that Ava. And what better time than as we approach Chanukah? Chanukah is a bridge, in a certain sense, between that Mida of Avram Avinu and the successor to that Mida in an incredibly powerful way of Aharon HaKohen, who was Oev Es HaBrios U'Mekarvan LaTorah. When we light the candles this Chanukah, we're lighting them Al Pesach Beis U'Mibachutz, we're lighting them at the entryway to the house, or we're lighting them at the window, or maybe those of us who are in Israel or Yerushalayim or HaKodesh are lighting them outside at the Pesach HaChatzer. We're lighting it because we want to bring that love and that illumination out to all Jews and potentially even to all human beings in the spirit of Avram Avinu. That is what we are called upon to refresh for ourselves now. That Avas Yisrael, which comes to us from Avram Avinu, that we're going to think about that love of Aharon HaKohen, and in that merit, we should have an aliyah for the neshama of the Kedoshim who were killed in Pittsburgh 1 month ago, and it should be a zchus for all of us that we should be zocha to see the Bias Gol Tzedek, the end of these kind of tragedies, that there should be shalom for all of Klal Yisrael, anywhere in the world, in Pittsburgh, in Chicago, in Israel, and we should see the Bias Mashiach Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.